right, before we break down this derby, as you've already done expertly here so far as the show has gone on, when you get to the World Series numbers, now I know the Dodgers limped into the break here a little bit, but still, a 61-win team is what we have for the reigning defendings. Not just one time, but two-time reigning champs. Look, I'd like to make cases in the National League, whether it's going to be for the Phillies on their ascent, the Brewers, if they do things. What is your assessment of the Dodgers? Because like the old Ric Flair line is, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And right now, they reside in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it is what it is. Not going to spend too much time on the World Series futures because I don't really think there's anything to go off of right now. But as it pertains to where the Dodgers are, kind of where we thought they would be, again, you got to lay just an astronomical price to win the West here. Minus 20,000, they're going to go ahead and win that and wrap that up. As far as teams to add, they have 23 of the 30 major league teams are within four games of a playoff spot heading to the All-Star break. So we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that, let alone where we are currently with, you know, some of those World Series odds. Now, I wouldn't advise anyone to take the Dodgers at +$1.90. I think you'd have to parlay that with something else to raise those at least to 5-1. That's where the Yankees are at +550. But down the board, again, if you're looking for value, you know, the Red Sox, the way they've started, are going to be active. Craig Breslow's job is on the line in Boston there. And so you would think he's going to at least try and sell out a bit to try and cover his back end. You know, the Rays are still 15-1 as far as where they are in the American League with the best record at this point. I think that's something to factor in. If you're looking for teams that have underperformed to start the year, then that specifically in the American League is what you should be looking for headed into the second half.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, look, the Dodgers are still the Dodgers. They are a juggernaut. Yes, they slipped a little bit, but +$1.90, it's too short to play here as we've reached the All-Star break here in Major League Baseball. But let's get back to the Derby. And again, you've given us your thoughts on it. And I'm curious, when you see the history of the Derby, now that the rules have changed a little bit for this iteration of it, there will be no clock, which is, you know, kind of what baseball had always been. Then we have the pitch clock here in the real games. We put ghost men on, and we kind of change the rules there. But for the Derby, do you think that'll have a direct impact on what we see tonight, at least in the betting markets?
Certainly do. So go all the way back to 2015. That's how long we've had an actual clock or a time element involved, and that is no longer the case. So for people just joining us, here are the new parameters. It's 20 swings, Dave, in round one. Swings, whether you hit a homer or not, and no time limit here for you to be able to get those 20 swings in. You just got to, as the hitter, it'll be really advantageous when you go after it. And so I think that'll be part of the strategy is guys will wait, especially for their batting practice throwers, to get in the groove and then be able to go from there. Now, the other part of it, Dave, on the final swing, if you do hit a home run, you keep going until you don't hit a homer. So you could see guys take a little bit to get going and then get hot. And that last swing might end up turning into three or four extras. So factor that in when you're looking at some round one props. Here's how I did. And oh, by the way, round two, the semis and the finals are 15 swings apiece. Top four will advance from round one to the semis. And the tiebreaker is going to be the longest home run hit from those players remaining. So just remember that when you're looking at some of the win markets or to reach the semis, reach the final, things of that nature. Here are a couple of plays that I did from a prop market standpoint. These are available on FanDuel. One of them is lasers. And for people that don't know what that means, that's a home run hit with at least 110 miles an hour on the exit velocity. And we got plenty of these guys that can laser it up, no question about it. I do like Jack Caglione for three or more lasers. That's going to be a multi-unit play for me. I got a boost on FanDuel at +$1.17. So to hit three or more lasers in round one, we're going to play two units on Jack Caglione of the Kansas City Royals. A unit and a half on Kyle Schwarber, over 10.5 homers in round one. Again, -$1.38. I don't think it's expensive to pay for a guy that is built for this event. The hometown feel, the familiarity, it's all there for Kyle Schwarber. I did bet him to win the Derby at a little over 4-1 with a boost on DraftKings. I also like Kyle Schwarber and Munetaka Murakami of the Chicago White Sox for about a unit and a quarter. to combine for 25 or more homers in round one. That's plus 240, Dave. And I know a lot of people say, well, Murakami just came back from the IL. Yes, it's a high volatility thing, but I got two left-handed hitters going to the porch in right field, and we do have the wind at least forecasted to be blowing out to right center field at about 7 to 10 miles an hour. It's all there, perfect elements for the forecast tonight. It's not super humid. It's not super hot, about 80 degrees at 8 o'clock, so I like that. And I took a shot on Jordan Walker at three-quarters of a unit to have the longest home run hit of the night at 3-1. I think he is undersold, or at least he's under the radar, if you will, for people that have not watched a lot of Cardinal games this year. I love him at those odds to hit the longest homer of the night.
Love it. And again, I love the fact that baseball is tinkering, right? We're trying to change this thing to make it more enjoyable for the viewer. And we've talked about this in other sports, right? I don't know what the right answer, if I was the commissioner of the National Football League, what you'd ever do with, say, a Pro Bowl, or certainly the NHL with the skills competition. The NBA All-Star game has become unwatchable in some of the All-Star competition. But Jensen, it does feel like baseball, for the changes of what they try to do for the Midsummer Classic, not just the game itself, but for tonight's events as well. Do you like this, that they're trying to keep adjusting it and make it a better viewing experience here for the people?
Well, listen, the Derby, Dave, on its merits, is about watching the greats of our game hit it as far as they possibly can. And that element of being able to watch and hear and see the crowd reaction, the ooh and ah. Dave, I can remember formative years hearing the great Chris Berman, you know, back. And he would have every nickname. It was just theater, hearing him describe it and watching it. And that's where you got to get back to. I think they did the right thing, too, with the swing, the number of swings. Okay, I think that's going to help keep guys from getting super fatigued. And then also, you know, we had the side screen viewing experience. I am hopeful that Netflix, and reminder, people, Netflix for the Home Run Derby tonight. That's a change, too, this year. You're going to be able to see where these balls land. And, Dave, you've got some guys like Junior Caminero is going to have a show tonight. I think he is such a showman anyway that I think he's going to lean into it. You got two of the hometown heroes in Schwarber and Harper. You know, the heroes welcome both those guys will get. Schwarber wins the All-Star game in the swing-off last year, just comes off the bench, you know, puts the cape on and wins it for the National League. What you're about to see from Jack Caglione and Munetaka Murakami. Remember, Murakami is a veteran, if you will, of home run derbies. He did them overseas, so this will not be kind of a new, oh, the lights are too bright for me. I think people just have to remember he is coming off injury, so that is something to factor in. I can't wait, buddy. We are in for a treat tonight. You know, even the long shots at Ben Rice, at Wilson Contreras, you're going to see some tape measure blasts, and that's the bottom line. You get to see them from the time it impacts the bat to where it lands and enjoy the majesty of what these guys do on a day in, day out level.
I kind of like the make it, take it aspect of this too, that change, that subtle change, that if you get that last home run, as you mentioned, you just keep hitting bombs. That could create some drama if somebody's behind by five and all of a sudden you hit one, you take a deep breath, right? So I like the fact that they're trying to change this up a little bit. We asked this in other major sports here to make this more interesting. It's going to get some eyeballs tonight, certainly in the betting markets as well. But I think from a fan perspective, this could be a really good thing for Major League Baseball as well. Let's see how it plays out. But you're right. Schwarber, the short number there in Philadelphia, that will be the hometown flavor. No disrespect to Bryce Harper, but we think Schwarbombs, we might see more of those than we do from the line drive variety that we get out of a guy like Bryce Harper. All right, when we come back, the great Will Hill, the king of Connecticut, is going to join the program. Does he have any bets on the Home Run Derby? And what about his Yankees in the second half? We'll discuss next right here on VSiN by the Books.